For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Anthony Chase.
And I'm Peter Hall.
And Peter, if they're telling the truth, if nothing goes wrong...
Fingers crossed.
At long last, To Kill a Mockingbird will open tonight at the Kavanaugh Theater.
Yes.
Based on the novel by Harper Lee, this version by Aaron Sorkin, which is the version still running on Broadway.
And how is that possible that we are getting a Broadway show?
Well, after shutting them down for the other version, for which they had a contract, Kavanaugh never did anything wrong. The producer of the Broadway version called them, and to make amends, he felt bad about what happened, gave them this version. They don't have to pay royalties. Meanwhile, you and I had a busy week that sent us in opposite directions. I think a few people may know that you have a background in classical music.
Some do. Some do. So, well, let's see. You were over at 7:10 on Friday night.
I did two things that you couldn't get to because you went to the Buffalo Philharmonic Orchestra at Kleinhans, and you saw the Rossini opera at Rockwell Hall, while I was seeing the B-Way production of The Boys Upstairs and Little Shop of Horrors.
Well, let's start with Little Shop. So a lot of high school kids got a chance to rub shoulders with some of Buffalo's best and some of Broadway's best.
Everything about this project is inspired. This is the brainchild of Drew Fornarola from Buffalo, but he is a playwright, is play straight, played off Broadway. It also played here in town. And his concept was to bring Broadway performers, the rest of the principals played by professional Buffalo actors, including Dudney Joseph as The Plant, and about that, brilliant. And then three performances, and each performance is backed up. The chorus part is done by the chorus of a different high school. So this time, Newfane was one high school, Fredonia, and Lockport. So you see all these kids backing up some of the best of Buffalo and some great people from Broadway. And what an amazing experience. Kids from these three, in this case, rural high schools, working with a very diverse cast and meeting Broadway people and getting to see people who work in Buffalo who are comparable to people who work on Broadway. I just think it must be inspiring in so many ways. And what a wonderful use of 710 Main, which they've had difficulty finding out, you know, what do you do with that? But the opportunity to serve audiences who are not being served, to create synergies and opportunities that are not being created elsewhere, I think Drew deserves a lot of credit for that, and the performance was brilliant. They didn't even have a puppet. Dudney is so capable that he simply was the plant. And as he grew, he put on a fabulous bright green fur coat, and then they added dancers onto him, and very inventive, very clever. Anyway, I spent a lot of time at 710 Main this week because then I think we both were there for the Irma Bombeck performance. Yes.
Right.
Yeah, I saw some mothers and daughters losing it toward the end there. Irma knew how to flip those switches. Okay, we both did that together, but when we went our separate ways, you went to the Cinderella Opera, the Rossini.
I did. Buffalo Opera Unlimited, better than ever. It was very well done.
While you were at the opera, two things that I did. One was to see the BUA opening of The Boys Upstairs.
You were telling me about range. Ricky Needham.
Talk about your breakout performance. Every time he enters, he is a different person. And the story is three gay friends in an upstairs apartment. One of them is rather, what shall I say, one makes friends easily. And Ricky Needham plays all the friends he makes. And it's very, very funny. But the playwright came, Jason Mitchell, whose full name is actually Jason Mitchell Kahn. He's well known as a wedding planner. His book, Getting Groomed, The Ultimate Guide to Being a Gay Groom. I'm not sure that's...
That's pretty close. It's something like that.
Yes. Joan Rivers wrote the introduction to his book, by the way. But he came and attended rehearsals for a couple of days and gave notes and was himself very generous.
Well, you've often talked about the Buffalo-New York connection is not as strong as it once was, but it seems like some younger people from New York are coming up to Buffalo.
Well, it's funny you say that because Jason Mitchell wanted to do everything that Terrence McNally, who is not a young man, had done before him. So Niagara Falls and, you know, chicken wings and Santa Saros, the Buffalo things.
Yeah.
And, you know, sitting at the same table as Terrence McNally. But talk about the inheritance, one generation passing on to another. That took up a delightful part of my weekend. And it's The Boys Upstairs down at BUA.
They're putting that on at the Alleyway Theater. And I gather we both got over on separate nights to She Kills Monsters upstairs at Subversive. Very entertaining and on a topic I knew nothing about.
What I found so interesting is multiple actors I had not seen in vivid performances before, stepping up to the plate in this quirky little play by Qi Nguyen and being wonderful. That's over at Subversive. So a lot going on. Also opening tonight, another show I've seen before, very charming, John Cirque Kane's one-man show, My Life in the Basement, which is about his boyhood fantasies of being in the circus, which culminated in him for many years being the ringmaster for the Big Apple Circus, where I saw him many times. He was that prototypical ringmaster. For Theater Talk on WBFO,
I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.